Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello one and all, and welcome to Behind the Glass, your weekly automotive podcast hosted by two rather uninformed enthusiasts.
Nah.
I'm Sam from the YouTube channel Seen Through Glass.
I'm Tony from Gravelwood Car Sales.
And you can watch us each week. We hope you enjoy the episode.
Amazing, they all do that.
What was that knocking?
Well, that was the mirror.
But why did it go?
Because they all do it. It's unbelievable. I don't know why they do it.
Boys and girls, welcome to the latest Rate My Ride installment here on the Behind the Glass podcast. This week, we are testing back-to-back two, I would say, bargain performance wagons. A 2014 B8 Audi RS4. I think it's a 2013, it's a C63 estate.
It's an equivalent to this.
It's an equivalent Mercedes C63 estate. We'll find out more when we get into the Mercedes. We're kicking things off here in this RS4 because, well, we chose to drive this first. We've got to give a huge shout out to the owner of these two cars, father and son pair, Alex and Tim, who've driven them down here to Gravelwood Car Sales for Tony and I to check out. We've been speaking quite a lot about, well, this era, this generation, Audi RS4, but also sort of performance, bargain performance cars recently.
Well, you've hinted about buying one of these.
Well, ones. I'm sort of in the market. This is kind of thing that I would look at. You can find these B8 RS4s for circa 20, 25 grand these days.
Not for a good one, though, no?
Well, okay, a really good one is 30. Like, a really good one is 30. I think that's quite a lot of car for the money.
I think that's unbelievable. In terms of what I mean as well, if this car was 60-odd grand new, it's only ever lost 50% of its value.
Yeah.
And it ain't losing any money now. That's it, it's done.
And we speak about it a lot, you know, Audi RS products in this country just seem to hold their money incredibly well. So I know that this car was bought 2022 for 28 grand. It's got 72,000 miles on the clock. I don't think Alex has put 50,000 miles on the clock in the last 18 months.
No.
So, you know, they're not cars that, you know, they're not what's called garage queens.
No, that's not what they're for, though, is it?
They're used. And the fact that, as you say, they retain the value is quite mad. So it means that realistically, you could get into, yes, an Audi RS wagon for circa 25 grand and use it over the next 2 to 3 years and potentially lose 5-ish grand, maybe 5 or 6 grand compared to getting in a brand new Audi RS4 for close to 80 grand these days?
I bet they do a bit of dealer contribution on them, but I bet they're still 65, 70 for a nearly new one.
I mean, you know, it's a big difference, right? This, as I say, I think this represents, and it's cool, and it's a good look, and big old V8.
I was just about to say it's got a proper engine in it.
Got a proper engine. So, I'm just going to turn the air conditioning down because we are recording a podcast here. This is what I love, right? So here we are in a 10-year-old Audi. All of this infotainment, it is just
shit.
You know you're wrong. It not only looks, I think, fairly up to date, it is so easy to figure out and use. I just knew straight away how to control all that.
Yeah.
But they were ahead of their time back in the day with
way
this.
Way ahead of their time.
And apart from some elements of the screen, I still think the design language, as I say, this could be a new car. It really could be in here, which is, that's a big win.
And there are several buttons, but they're not like, it's not like a Macan.
No, there's not a thousand buttons.
There's not a thousand buttons. You've got your nav button, your telephone button, and your menu, and then your scroller for your infotainment, radio, media. And then some climate control buttons, and that's about it.
That's about it. There's still a big old screen, which I'm sure you could put Apple CarPlay in with a clever chip in the back.
100% you could, yeah.
Anyway, let's go for a drive, because that's what we're here to do today. So Tony is driving first out of the Gravelwood Industrial Estate. Wave goodbye to the guys. It's the last time they're going to see their car in one piece.
Well, because you're driving it back.
Yeah. But look, you're going to have to basically convince me during most of today to not buy either one of these cars, because, as I say, for me, as an F-Pace SVR replacement, it's something that I could actually, you know, see in my life. This has been a strong contender. They did a Nagaro edition, one of these, right up my street, mate. Blue on blue. Total vibe. But what are your memories of or experiences with these cars? Because there are a few things which, well, hold people back from launching into ownership.
Well, suspension was a big thing, but suspension was a problem when they were new.
So this is it. So it's dynamic ride control.
Correct.
Which are basically what? The magnetic dampers, essentially.
Yeah, it's basically magnetic filings in the suspension, and when you press a button, magnetic forces inside pull the magnets together.
Firm everything up.
Yeah.
But it didn't work.
No, it did work, but it was very clunky.
Okay.
That was the problem. And my car used to keep going back, because there's something wrong with the suspension. It was like drop links were...
Knocking.
It was like knocking suspension. And they kept saying, that's characteristics of the car. This car, so far, seems all right.
Well, it's because this car has had the DRC removed.
Has it?
So, when the car was bought... as we released an episode discussing the DRC disasters on these cars, and really, something that's plagued Audis really up until now. Like, you can still go buy a 2018 Audi RS5, and it's something that can go wrong. And it's a problem that keeps coming back, because if you were going to replace, you know, the setup on each of the wheels or each of the corners even, it can then still happen again, because it's the same system, it's the same thing. It was a chronic issue for Audi. So a very popular thing to do with this car is to replace it with Bilstein's setup. So Alex was quoted around $6,000 to replace everything at Audi on this car. And then Bilstein full unit is about $2,500. So it's now a popular modification. Like, people actually, it's something that doesn't harm the value of the car, because usually if you're advertising an Audi RS product, you're like, yeah, well, I'll change all the suspension, that's going to hurt things.
Road closed, sir. Oh yeah, they're doing the it's all right, mate, we go another way.
Please do.
They're doing the road surfaces.
Well, that's good, because that road is horrific. Even in the SOSFVR, sometimes I'm going to bottom out.
Don't be so silly, it doesn't bottom out.
But we've got the Bilsteins on here. So I would say immediately, road quality, like the comfort on road, for me, in this passenger seat, lovely.
Oh, it's much better, mate.
It's so nice in here. And that's the thing, because we're 10 years old, I just feel like in general, just even sporty cars, they just weren't brittle. Man. Modern performance cars are so brittle. This thing is super nice.
What do you mean they're brittle, modern cars?
No, modern performance cars.
What do you mean? Really?
I think suspension can be, again, I'm going to mention the F-Pace SVR. It's just so... brittle is the way to describe it, like so firm and brittle. This thing, these roads are not good. Roads around you, not good.
But I think UK, the roads are not good, full stop.
But this car is riding really well.
Yeah, like, I agree, yeah.
We're in a comfy place, and that's what I think even a sporty wagon should be. Obviously, we haven't talked about the engine too much yet. It's quite quiet and subdued at these speeds.
Yeah, but I remember this being quiet, mate. I mean, it was so refined, like you just said earlier, for technology back in the day, it was miles ahead of this was Audi's era.
Yeah,
this was when they were absolutely smashing it. They wasn't getting anything wrong. Everything was, apart from the suspension.
Yeah. No, they got quite badly wrong.
They really categorically got it wrong, but everything else, like, when, you know,
what
place
categorically
to be, categorically
yes geographically.
Yeah.
Geographically. Go on.
Yeah, they got it. They got that wrong, but everything else, mate, it was a really good car then.
Yeah.
Actually driving it now,
it's nice.
It's not. It's a nice car. It's a nice spec car as well. There's a couple of things. It's got most of the options on it. It hasn't got a roof.
Could you get a roof? Was a roof a popular thing? Because when I've been searching online, very few cars have the roofs.
Yeah. Well, obviously not that popular then, but yeah. My one had a roof, and I wanted it to have a roof, but it's got the Bang & Olufsen, it's got the camera, it's got the heated seats, it's got the bigger wheels. I think these are the 20s. I think they come standard with 19s.
Okay. Because there's not always a load of spec you can do on these cars.
Not back then, no. As in folding mirrors, it's got folding mirrors. That would have been an option.
Sure.
Back then. But yeah, there won't be like... Oh, and they had the wing back seats as well.
Yes, you could get the sportiest of bucket seats, couldn't you?
Is it fast, this car? No. I mean, it's not really doing anything, is it? Just sort of... Oh, it makes a lovely noise.
Oh, my God, the noise is unbelievable. We went nowhere. Were you flat out?
You're flat out.
You were flat out?
Flat.
You're joking.
No.
Okay, it's very slow.
But you don't, like, you don't, we don't realise the performance difference, like...
The leaps that they've taken.
It's incredible.
Okay, I'm doing some Googling on the move here because I'm in the passenger seat.
Do you want to know horsepower?
Yes.
I can tell you that.
Go on.
About 400, maybe 420. No, 440, I think it was.
And what's the new one?
Well, not much more, but it's a V6 turbocharger. It's got way more torque. All the power, this was like the old V8 M3, where all the power is at the top of the revs.
But we got to the top and not much happened.
Nothing happened.
So 443 horsepower and 430 newton meters of torque compared to the replacement, which I'm used to, which is only a little bit more horsepower, 450 horsepower, but 600 newton meters of torque.
Yeah.
So wow, Tony, you've actually got something right there.
How dare you?
Because, I mean, it just didn't... I mean, the noise...
Nothing.
We are spoiled. We do drive some very fast cars, but we're following a Toyota Corolla with a GR badge.
Are we struggling to keep up?
Yeah, a little bit. Wow, that really surprised me.
Yeah.
And often cars feel faster from the passenger seat because you're out of control.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel fast over here.
No, it doesn't feel fast here either.
Wow, I didn't see that coming.
But okay. I knew it. I knew all this, mate.
You know what? Well, you know, this is why you're here, Tony.
This is why I'm here. Yeah. But if you do that inside. In the M3, in like a modern M3,
that's what I mean.
It literally sods off.
But even the new RS4, like, it's just leery. What's your throttle? Because the throttle response, again, here in a big hunking V8, so that all the power's at the top of the rev range, it must not feel uber sort of responsive. You kind of got to...
Nothing.
But is that a good thing? Because it is still a practical family wagon, this, right? That's what the RS4's always used to be. They've lost maybe a tad of their appeal in recent years, maybe because of the M3 touring and the RS6 stealing a bit of its thunder. But back in this generation, when it was the show stealer...
Yeah.
It wasn't about being flat. You just wanted a bit of performance, a bit of noise.
Yeah.
And the badge.
Yeah.
And it is cool in here. Like, it just, as I said, they nailed this interior design.
Yeah. It is bringing back some memories, this car, because when I had this 10 years ago, flipping hell, 10 years ago, 11 years ago, I really loved this car.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Doesn't do much wrong.
No, apart from the fact that we're 10 years on now and everything that's moved on in terms of, and it's not all about performance and speed, mate, even I'll admit that, you know, it has got some character to this car. It's a little bit numb because it's a four-wheel drive Audi, but it sounds cool.
It sounds great, right? I think. Like, it sounds great. I love the looks of it. I think the interior is lovely. I think the price bracket makes it so attractive. And as we've just said, it was at a point where Audi were smashing it, were ruling the roost because... You know, we're speaking about a lot. You know, you've got BMW, Merc and Audi, and it sort of ebbs and flows through generations. But this was their era, and you can get some lovely specs. Okay, so audio listeners, Tony's getting a bit leery. He's just switched
into... No, not into... leery. I'm just... what's his name? Adam or Andy?
Alex.
Hello, Alex. Terrible names, Alex.
Said, put it in dynamic
mode.
That's
what he told me.
So that's what you've done. So you switched it into dynamic mode, you've flicked the big gear lever into the sportier gearbox settings.
But what I'm trying to do is trying to see if there's a suspension difference. I don't care, there'd be no power difference because there never is. But there's not really any suspension difference, is there?
I think you have to select dynamic, don't you? Because the car keeps taking you out of dynamic.
How dare it?
Audi drive select dynamic.
Yeah.
Yeah, in it.
We're in.
We're in it. So.
But there's not really.
Is it any quicker?
No, it won't be any faster, no. No chance. Just sort of not going anywhere.
Yeah.
But it does make a nice noise.
It makes
like
such a nice noise.
Fun.
And hey, I am the biggest fan of lots of noise and not needing to go anywhere particularly fast. That's my whole...
It's all your goal.
That's my vibe. You know?
Apart from the GT3.
It makes it feel faster.
I tell you one thing that has happened, the steering
has really firmed up.
Really firmed up, yeah. I've literally just noticed.
There's a van about coming, mate. Bloody hell. Launching in here a bit, aren't we? There's a van in front of you, mate. Tony, it's not your car.
I'm not going fast, mate. I was literally going there fast in my truck.
Yeah, but you were like angling up like a bloody corner at the Nürburgring.
No, I wasn't. I'm just going into the roundup. What is wrong with you?
Well, maybe dynamic mode does make this car feel a bit faster than from passengers. I genuinely thought we were about to crash. I think the point is, this is probably a near-on perfect performance daily.
In terms of...
from this era, and for sub-30k.
Oh, from this era.
Let's say sub-30k. Because I think what we're going to find when we get into the C63 is it's going to be a teeny bit more flawed, but have more character.
Let me throw a curveball for you, young man.
Please do.
Would you have one of these... or a modern 340 BMW Touring?
Ooh, because they're probably not dissimilar in price.
Very similar in price.
Well, I'll tell you what, find someone to pull over, I'll get behind the wheel.
And you'll
we'll find out. Okay, let's get myself comfy. Nice thing about a car like this, loads of electric seats. Is it electric? Did you find out if it's an electric? No, manually adjustable steering.
Manual, mate.
We've got paddles. Yeah, as I say, it's all very familiar. And as I say, for audio listeners, imagining an Audi interior from today or 5 years ago or 10 years ago is the same. It just all works, and it's just, that's what I like. It's so easy to navigate. I know where everything is. It all comes as like second nature, I think. Let me put myself back into the, I'm in comfort.
Audi did it.
Thank you, mate. Because you know that's how I'd drive. I would live my life. Mate, I like this sitting behind me. This is nice. I've got a great view out of the rear, just in terms of like driver positioning. I feel like I'm in the right place. My view out the front, my view of the dashboard. This is nice.
All right, well, just drive it for a bit, and then I want you to answer my question.
Okay.
So
steering is weird, isn't it? Sort of light and vague.
Yeah, I mean...
straight away.
Yeah, literally feels like my truck.
Yeah, as I just pulled away, I was like, oh, is the steering wheel attached?
But it does firm up when you put it in dynamic.
Fine. Okay, so look, we're going to drive and we're going to think, because you're right. Modern M340i's, used examples, you can get them around the 30 grand mark. So the Nagaro edition, one of these, that of course I fell for because I'm a sucker for, oh, it's blue, I should pay 10 grand more, was being advertised at 35 grand. So yeah, you could definitely get a fairly new. And that is almost the ultimate performance wagon if you're looking. But it's not, it's an M Lite. It's an M Lite. So there's a big part of this, which is the RS styling, the RS badge. It's saying to me, oh yeah, I drive an RS4.
But this is very understated, this car. Although it's an RS car, it is very understated, mate. It's not like, look at me, I'm a big, fast performance car.
Compared to the modern day RS styling, even the slightly wider rear girth isn't that wide.
Like, no.
Modern RS, AMG and M products, you can't miss them. They're like, I'm about performance.
You're right. Big scoops in the bonnets and stuff, and this car just hasn't got that.
Especially in this spec, which for audio listeners say is basically black on black with a few chrome bits. It's again of that era where
aluminium pack.
There you go. Thank you. RS products were denoted with the aluminium.
They'll be
pack.
Fuming if we didn't put that in.
Yeah. A lot of the values in the aluminium pack.
Aluminium.
I'm very encouraged that. Yeah. Like this, which is how I would drive a daily. This is nice.
This do you?
This is nice. It's just cozy and
comfy. But the BMW's got lovely big screens, and it's got nice place to sit, and it probably drives a bit nicer as well. It's probably faster. It's faster.
It definitely would be faster. But as I say, it's not an RS4. Like, that's an iconic badge, and also you're comparing new versus old, which is never that fair to do. The new is always going to be theoretically better. The question is, do you get more emotion from this? I like this era of Audi. So, you know, my mum had an S5 of this generation.
Yeah. With this engine, and it was a V6.
With this engine, then she got the V6 afterwards. Yeah. I had an S3 and an A6 of this kind of era. Actually, no, the A6 was a bit older. But, you know, so I think there's a familiarity for me personally.
Yeah, fair.
So I get more of an emotional connection, but does this have character and personality in this car?
Not really.
Engine sounds good, but it's not like, yee-haw!
No.
I think the C63 were going to be like, yeehaw.
Yeah, because that was a different... That's a hammerhead of an engine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Where are we going, by the way? I'm lost. Tell me to turn somewhere. Just keep going straight. Can I not turn onto a more interesting road?
Well, the more interesting roads are back that way.
Oh, well, then I should turn around.
Okay, then.
Sizing is quite nice, I would say.
Doesn't compact.
Feel like, yeah, it feels like a good size.
Yeah.
Which is another attractive win, because we know modern cars are getting way too big.
It's got privacy glass, this car.
I don't like that.
No?
I love a clear glass wagon. I think that's a, you know, it's a good... It suggests you live in somewhere wealthy enough that no one's going to nick anything out of your boot.
The problem is, mate, is that you have children now.
Yeah.
And clear glass cars with small children is horrific for them.
Well, yeah, because actually privacy glass is supposed to be sun protection glass.
Correct. For people's
kids.
Eyesight.
Yeah. Well, and their skin.
Yep. You're quite pale.
Oh, I'm very pale.
Front ones.
But just that burble. See, I'm a V8 sucker. We've spoken about this before. I do just love a V8 and that just constant burble, the awareness that you've got it under your right foot, the ability to wake up that V8.
You need it.
That does excite me. So I'm going to go across into the manual mode on the gear selector.
Yeah. Put it in dynamic.
And I'm going to swivel this kind of central selector, which is knurled, nicely knurled, and I get a pop-up on the dashboard that says Audi Drive Select Dynamic. So then as we come out of the village,
all the buttons have got a lovely filter.
Yeah, and those nice downshifts are nice, and then just a little...
Nothing.
Yeah, it's not fast. like, let's speak relatively. So what could you be if you were in a Mark V Golf GTI? Would this feel fast?
Well, it feels faster than a pedal bike.
Do you know what I mean? Because like, we spend our time
on
modern things. I'm just trying to. If somebody was considering one of these, they might be in, as I say, like a 2-litre Golf or a. Is it going to feel... I just don't think it's...
Well, all right, let's take fast out of it. Who cares about fast? I know it's got to be part of the package because it's an RS product car, but it is 10 years old, mate. You know, like, this was fast back in the day.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
it's just
okay.
Because tech's moved on so much and you've got...
How fast is anyone going?
Exactly. You still comfortably do 70 mile an hour in this car.
Yeah, okay, fine.
It's fine.
But still...
It's really slow.
So you have screwed me a little bit with the road route selection. I want to get back.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want to get back to the twisted to see what happens with the steering.
Okay, mate.
Because that's the, you know, brisk. You want to be able to be brisk in an RS4.
Yeah.
And so the joy of a car like this is obviously you can carry your family, your dog, all of your stuff, and you can do long distance journeys. It's all practical and comfortable as well. But then you suddenly find yourself on a back road getting to your destination. It's like, oh, I'm going to go into dynamic and have a bit of fun. If then it doesn't come together, then it's going to feel like a bit of a shortcoming, I would say. So we've got to follow this lovely Warburton's bread delivery truck for 5 or 10 minutes before we get back to that. But I don't know, I'm very pleased, but a teeny bit
underwhelmed.
Teeny bit underwhelmed.
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't know what I was expecting, but I'm just a teeny bit underwhelmed. It's a lovely car, and maybe the one that with time you would grow even fonder and fonder of. But also, is there a risk that after 6 to 9 months you'd be like,
you're looking for a car that doesn't exist. You want a car that's modern that looks like this.
No. I'm trying to take myself out of it, which is impossible to do because it's not how I run my business. Oh, look at this, mate. Old Camaro SS, like a 1960s American car.
But he's coming, he listens to us.
Well, because he's driving an interesting car.
He's coming for us to review it. He's bringing his company on work.
That's our next Rate My Ride. I mean, look how amazing that looks, mate. Look at how high its rear end is. Look at those big rear wheels. He's giving it large. Look, a bit of smoke's pouring out of exhaust.
That's about to break down. Mate,
audio listeners, we are following like a cherry red, I'm guessing like a 1967 Camaro SS.
Yeah.
That is cool, mate.
Is it 67?
I don't know. I've made that up. I drove a 1967 Shelby GT500, and that looks like a similar era. So
it's an old G-Reg.
60-something. But, you know, I'm not trying to say that I personally, you know, I'm looking for this particular car. I just think, as an ownership proposition, we're trying to give some consumer advice here, Tony. is there a chance that after a bit of time this would feel a bit dull? Has it got enough about it to charm someone?
Do you know why I also think people buy this car?
Go on.
It's because they know they won't lose a ton of money in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's a really big thing, because I get asked that question so much. What can I get into that's got a bit of performance, that's a nice, cool car, that's not going to, I'm not going to do my conkers on? This would fit that bill.
And I think that is this car's biggest win.
Yeah.
Because it does do, I would give it immediately like a solid 8 out of 10. It's missing for me the final 20% to make it a 9 or a 10 out of 10.
What's it missing?
Just miss a bit more personality. It doesn't need speed, but just a bit more something about it which gives it a little bit of it's just a bit of edge, just something that I could...
Yeah, it's the James May saying, the fizz.
The fizz, yeah. It's missing a little bit of fizz. Maybe you don't need fizz for a daily, but if we're doing one car garage, I think it's missing a tiny bit of something. It's a bit too Audi-specific or clean.
Yeah, it's a bit too German.
A little bit too German. But 8 out of 10 is a good score. Don't get me wrong, 8 out of 10 is a good score. But it, without the fact that you're not going to lose a...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Because maybe that would drop it to a 7. Do you know what I mean? Like, the value helps it get to the...
I think the real big appeal for this car is because it's solid in terms of value.
Yeah.
Because, mate... things like, I think older cars in general, like, things move on so quickly now in automotive, you know, or in just in tech in general, you know, things,
those downshifts do help with that score though. Okay, here we go. Like, we're on a slightly twistier segment. Let's see if we can bring this thing to life. I mean
that's way too fast.
Can I just say the red line is over 8,000 rpm, and what is so exciting is it takes forever to get there.
Forever.
So you just keep revving the thing out. Okay, well, this is nice now. This feels, yeah, well, this is all right, isn't it?
Not really.
Okay, so this is, it's winning itself back now.
And are
this
you in
is,
front?
Yeah, this is where this car, you start to go, now it's ticking lots of boxes. Because we've done exactly what I just said.
Yeah.
Gone off the boring, mundane drive into dynamic mode, and we're pushing on, and the car is a delight. It's not frantic, it's not insane. Oh, and those downshifts, mate. I rearrange things, people. It's a 9 out of 10.
It's not a 9.
No, it's not a 9, but it's an 8.5.
It's an 8.5 now, is it?
It's definitely an 8.5, mate. It's a good... It's just a lovely car.
Would you buy one?
I think I might.
Would you?
In the right spec. I would need a slightly larrier spec. I mean, there we go. I'm still... You know, yeah. I would want just 100 newton metres torque more. Or 50 newton metres torque more. You know, a little tune.
A bit more power.
Just a little bit more, just to pull me down the road a bit more.
Yeah.
That's all. Because it's a modern world we're living in.
Yeah, because that's what you're used to. That's
exactly.
The problem. Yeah, but
just a tiny bit more. I don't want loads more.
Yeah.
Just a tiny bit, but it's a very nice thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would want something in the spec to bring the excitement. I think that's the thing for me. The car is so good that to make it have a bit more personality, I just want a slightly unique spec.
something to look back at and go, oh, that's a nice car.
There we go.
As you walk away from
exactly.
It.
Yeah. Then I think it would be the whole package for me personally.
Yeah, okay.
How about you? First time back in one of these in a long time?
No, I wouldn't buy another one.
No.
Not now, mate, because it's not what I look for. It doesn't do what I look for in a car.
Better than you remembered, though?
Not better, as I remembered. But back in the day, as I said, this was the car to have. You know, just like a lot of the modern stuff is now. You know, yeah. That's the go-to car. This was the car.
This was the one.
To have.
Well, let's head back to Gravelwood and swap into the C63 estate and see if we can't... Well, yeah. Rightio then, we are now in the 2013 C63 estate. And I'm just going to come out and say it straight away. This immediately feels like a much older interior. This is what I was trying to bang on about with the whole RS4 thing. This dates this car immediately for me. We've got 1,000 buttons. We've got old Mercedes style 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0, like a telephone keypad. There's all these other buttons on the main dash with the radio, the disc, and the navi like we had on the RS4. But
yeah, yeah.
They're just...
Climate control buttons.
Yeah, it just looks a bit more old school.
Yeah. But like when you think as well, like this was the competitive... This is what I'm saying. Audi were miles ahead, mate, with interior design.
Yeah.
Because this is of the same era, this car.
It's 2013 versus 2014.
Correct.
These were direct rivals.
Yeah.
And obviously this car had a coupe version and a Black Series version.
Yeah.
So, you know...
And a saloon.
And a saloon, of course. Yeah. But iconic in terms of that situation as a shape of C-Class. But yeah, I just feel like we're in a much older era. That RS4 could have been... 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah,
this definitely feels 10 years old.
Do you really think the RS4 could have been 4 or 5
from an interior design point of view?
Okay,
purely from an interior design.
I would disagree with that. Okay. I think this looked old back then.
Okay, I think that's always looked old.
I think this looked old in 2013. I think this looks like 2005.
And I think it feels a tad more parts bin in some of the buttons, like even the seating controls here on the doors and the window controls, like some of it just doesn't feel, because what would this car have been new?
Similar
money.
60 odd grand.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some of it, I'm a bit like, I don't know if I'd have been disappointed with some of these elements, but I'm way more excited.
Well, you ain't driven it yet.
Yeah. It's a very good point. I think I'm excited because I haven't really experienced... Oh, my God, the ride in this is so fun.
It doesn't ride as nice as the RS4.
No.
No.
But it's because I haven't really experienced one of these, at least, you know, not this era of C-Class for a long time. And I like the idea of it and hunking great, you know, 6.2 V8 and all these kind of things.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine owns one of these in Hong Kong and loves it.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm kind of excited. But, yeah, we're going down the exact same road we went down in the RS4 a moment ago. And we are bouncing around all over the place.
Yeah.
Tony's now played Jewel with a Hyundai coming up the lane, and you've won.
It was weird as well, mate, because Mercedes, out of the big three Germans, Audi, Mercedes and BMW, they were always known for the more comfortable, wafting car. But around this era, in fact it was when they bring the C63 Coupe out this era, they made everything really hard.
But the AMG stuff.
Yes.
Just went insane.
Really hard.
Yeah, that was a little too firm.
Too much.
Just a moment ago, I was like, oh my God.
And they've kept that in today's stuff as well.
Yeah, because we spoke about it before, that even the new E63, it's just really firm.
Really firm. Crashy, I like to say.
You love that phrase.
I love crashy. That word.
Now, this car's got a sunroof.
Panoramic roof.
It's
just a sunroof.
Just
it's
a sunroof.
It's all right, mate, I'm coming. Don't worry.
Let's close that again. Oh, there we go. But look, you can have it. That's nice. Look at that. Got a little bit more light in the cabin. We'll take that.
This has brought back memories now. Literally, them parking sensors. They are the worst parking sensors. They literally warn you when you're about to hit something.
Anytime.
Mercedes, this era Mercedes, that parking sensor system, you might as well not have them.
What, way too sensitive or too delayed?
Delayed.
Oh, okay, so as you're hitting it, it goes, you might be near an object.
Yeah, it's too late, you've hit it.
Okay.
It's terrible, mate. It's the worst. It's
fine, so ignore the sensors and just use your eyes.
Yeah,
okay, fine.
No, just crash into something.
Now,
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's what I was asking you to do. That feels quick for me as well.
Did it feel faster?
It feels faster straight away. Yeah. A bit more urgent, a bit more scary.
Well, this is 500 horsepower, this car thing.
And also, because of that firmness of a ride, it just all suddenly feels a bit more intense.
Yeah.
It's lost a lot of the refinement that the RS4 had.
Absolutely, yeah.
This feels a bit more silly, a bit more is garish a word? Larry.
Larry, yeah.
A bit more Larry, a bit more like hooligan-y.
I'm not sure the brakes are very good on this.
Okay, hold on a sec. We've got a truck coming. We've got two huge dogs coming. We are giving you an authentic real-world one-take test drive today, people. Both of these cars. Give me your initial impression.
I'll tell you what I remember from this car, literally straight away as I drove up. I've not driven it in real anger yet. The gearbox is horrendous on this car. It's so lazy and lethargic, the gearbox on this car, you know?
In auto setting or even if you go on to manual?
In auto, the double clutch in the...
Bloody hell. Sorry, we went over a small bump on the road, but yeah.
The gearbox, although it's a double clutch, is a lot better in the Audi. All right, it goes up the gears really quick, but I think this is an automatic. This ain't a double clutch, this car. This has got an automatic gearbox in it. So it's just a lot slower in the way it operates in general. And if you remember back in, they were all about fuel saving back then. So it's all low revs and get up to the top gear as soon as you can. But it just doesn't make it very responsive, like nothing happens.
Well, yeah, when you gave it large, just, you know, at that junction, it was like, wait, find a gear. Okay, off we go!
Yeah, literally, like, nothing really happens. So, and this is definitely faster down the road. The brakes aren't as good. And the brakes weren't that good in the Audi.
No, but you... I just think it doesn't feel
really
very...
I don't know what happens here.
I don't think it feels very premium.
No. What about if we're going sport?
There we go. So Tony's just playing around with some of the drive controls.
Nice yeah. noise.
Very nice noise.
That gearbox is terrible. That, even in manual mode, there's a delay. I love this noise, like the noise. It's it moves around the road, doesn't it?
It feels a lot more like lively and darty and Larry.
It's like Ferrari.
Yeah, the noise is obviously iconically like AMG of this era. Yeah. Big, shouty, in your face. But that's what I mean. It feels more like we're going to go and do some burnouts in a Tesco's car park.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Then the RS4 was a car that, as we said, it was kind of subtle. It was the kind of thing that you could just scoot around in your family, with your family in. You could do everything. It just did everything. It ticked every box. And that's why I got that solid score. This feels like, actually, you're buying it to show off. You're buying because you're a bit unhinged.
I can tell you a word that would sum this car up.
Go on.
This is a lot more nervous than the Audi.
Yes.
In terms of the way it behaves on the road, it's not...
Highly strung.
It's more highly strung, but, like, it's weird because it doesn't stop very well.
I'm going to make a dog analogy here. Let's see if this works. Oh, like, Tony's giving it large again. Yeah. It definitely feels quicker.
Does it?
Yeah, feels quicker for me. I'm being forced back into my seat way more. But I would say that if the RS4 was a German Shepherd, this would be a Rottweiler.
Really?
Doberman. I think the German Shepherd, you know, this, like, you can actually cuddle a German Shepherd, as you know.
You can, yeah.
It will also kill you.
Yeah.
This just wants to kill you.
Yeah, maybe. By the way, as you were just talking then, I asked the paddle 3 times for a gear then, and only on the 3rd time did it give me it.
Which went, no, you do not know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's the up one.
Okay, so the interesting thing here is, this car costs less than the RS4. It was about $5,000 less to buy 18 months ago. The cars were bought at the same time.
Right.
And it has had 0 problems to date. Apart from servicing, absolutely no money spent on it. Or
required. But that wouldn't surprise me, mate.
He said it's been rock solid.
Yeah, but they never really had too many problems back in the day.
So that's the norm, that these things are pretty...
The engine's, like, bulletproof, mate.
Yeah.
You know, it's cheap. I honestly, the RS4 drives down the road much better.
Agreed. I'm not enamoured so far from this. Pulling at the petrol station up here because I'm keen to get behind the wheel, but I'm immediately all RS4. I was more excited to get in this. Today I was like, I'm really intrigued by the C63. It looks brutish and it's cool and it's going to be fun and kind of wild. But now I'm like, oh my God, get me back on the RS4.
Yeah, I was the same. I couldn't wait to get in this car. I wanted to drive it because Merc AMG stuff wants to kill you all the while.
Yeah, makes you smile.
Yeah, and but it hasn't really made me smile. I'm like annoyed about the gearbox. The brakes are terrible. The engine's obviously a masterpiece. But actually, I think if you had a gun to my head and said, would you have this or the 4-litre turbocharged engine?
Yeah.
Like a turbocharged engine all day long.
The newer version, I guess the generation after this C63 estate, I went to the international launch of and loved it. It was pre-drive the world.
Yeah.
And I asked Merc if we could get a car soon enough, but the production wasn't going to be ready. Yeah. That's how much I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
This, I'm like, a bit of a brute.
Yeah. But it's like a European American car.
A muscle car.
Yeah. That's what
we're
it feels
like.
We're
in that Camaro. Let's swap seats. Come on.
In the Camaro.
It looks good from the outside, though. It looks brutish from the outside. It looks Camaro-esque. Oh, how do we do this then? So I'm trying to navigate the parking brake here, people.
Pull it off and then use your.
Oh, I see. So I've got a foot parking brake on the left. Looks like a tiny little sort of pedal high up on the left of the pedal box. And then to release it, I have a lever on the right that I yank. This is the kind of thing where our kids. I'm going to get into these cars and go, what? Why did they do that?
How do I get the handbrake off?
Well, what was the point in that? Why have I got to push with the foot and release with the hand? You know what I mean? It is. You are.
Why don't I just have a button?
I'm like, well, you're right, actually.
Yeah,
you know.
It's true, yeah.
It's true. Seeing as we're at a petrol station, let's talk about fuel economy, because 6.2
V8.
Not as bad as you think. 2-hour drive from the guy's home to us today, 26 mpg. He said on a brisker drive on local roads, about 16 mpg.
Again, I can tell you from experience, because I had a coupe, one of these, brand new.
Yeah.
It was horrendous on fuel.
Well, of course. I mean, it is a 6.2 litre V8.
Yeah.
Completely different driving experience. Just the steering itself.
Worse.
Yes. I'm moving the wheel a lot and not a lot is happening.
Yeah.
So that's odd.
And you said that about the RS4.
No, but the RS4 is very light.
Yeah.
This sort of feels... Oh, and it's very nervous. It's very squiggly and squirmy on the road, isn't it? A lot more power. Immediately more urgent.
Yeah.
Wants to throw itself down the road.
Yeah.
But yeah, the ride is annoyingly firm for me because I'm an old man. And as I say, it just feels a bit old.
Well, mate, again... If you reference a modern, I mean, it is fast.
Yeah.
But not like, oh my God. This is the same old spare as my car.
Definitely faster than the RS4. Like, feels faster than the RS4.
Yeah.
I think what I'm going to say, because we've talked about speed a lot, it's reassuringly fast. If you're buying an AMG badge product, an RS badge product, or an M product, no matter what its era, you want it to be reassuringly fast. If you say to someone, oh, I bought an RS4, well, let's go out for a little lap, and your mate's going, well, how quick is it, mate? I think I'm quicker in my Golf R. Well, this is like...
You'd punch him in the mouth.
This feels far. Like, this feels Larry.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
But of the three back in the day, when you compare this to the M3, the RS4 and this was the fastest car on a straight line.
Fine.
By some... This was the more punchier car. Obviously, round a lap, the M car would have been the best and the Audi sat somewhere in the middle, basically. But all round, I think, out of the three, I think the Audi was the nicest car back in the day.
So I'm just revving it out, just to know. I mean, it sounds great. It's certainly not dissimilar sound to my F-Type. It's that kind of real gnarly V8, and that's nice.
Yeah.
But there's not much else I like about this, if I'm honest. At the minute, I'm like at a 6 out of 10.
Oh, driving it for 5 minutes, if I had to choose between the two cars, I'd instantly say RS4, and I don't want the RS4. but what I'm saying is, if you've got to buy something tomorrow, do you want the C63 estate or do you want the RS4? I'd just say RS4, thanks.
And it's kind of mad to think about it, because there you go, I'm trying to engage with the gearbox now to see if it's as slow as you were making out. You know, these were direct rivals. You know, but it feels like this car is a different generation, an older generation. It doesn't feel as up-to-date, as refined
as... 2005?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just terrible. But if you want to engage with the gearbox, just send it an email, mate. It'd be quicker. I mean, you're trying to change gears.
Yeah, yeah. But also the feel of the paddles isn't very nice. Then you can feel like the car's kind of trying to work it out and trying to decide whether to let you make that change.
Oh, mate, you've just hit the nail on the head. It feels cheap in here.
It feels cheap, doesn't it?
Yeah, it feels cheap in here.
And obviously, like, you know, the dashboard looks cheap and plasticky. But okay, fine. You know, this was a $5,000 less than the RS4 that we just drove. But I think even then, like... Oh, mate, we're not a fan of this, are we?
No.
What a surprise. I didn't see that coming. We're going to get onto the twisty section again in a moment where I gave it large in the RS4, and I'll see if that wins me back round. But I don't think even if it is fun, it's the breadth of capability of the RS4 and the levels and the fact that it's a 10-year-old car that I think still feels very modern and very fine and very lovely that puts it way above this thing. And what do these do in terms of holding their value? So we know it's a bit cheaper, but okay, so they've leveled out. Yeah. So at 20-25 grand,
correct,
you're fairly solid.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I guess it's got the reliability on its side. Apart from the dynamic ride control, everything else in that Audi was okay. Servicing wise, what's it?
Yearly, so more than the Audi, because the Audi are biannual. Yeah, yeah. Okay. This is yearly, yeah.
Yearly, 100%.
Okay, well. And obviously, V8 as well. So. This car is the engine, mate.
This car is the engine. It's
a jackhammer of an engine.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And maybe rarity? I feel like you see less of these, at least on the road, in estate form.
Than an RS4?
Yeah.
100%. Because they sell millions of coupes of these.
Yes, fair enough.
Millions of them.
Yeah, because when I see these, I'm like, oh, that's cool. And so my friend bought one. I was like, oh, yeah, what a good choice.
Yeah.
But now I'm in it, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
You can keep it, mate.
But please, like... We are spoiled.
Oh, take everything we say with a pinch of salt.
Yeah, because someone, like Tim, loves this car.
Yeah, and we're driving this for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, we're driving this for 10 minutes, just giving it very much initial impression.
It's too long for me.
Well, I'll tell you what I do now. So, Sport Plus, am I in fully manual?
I don't know, mate. I have no idea what the gearbox is doing.
Says D. It's like almost when let me do. Oh, someone's honking their horn. What was that? Sorry, I nearly crashed. Right, let's give it.
Oh,
is there a manual setting somewhere?
I don't know, mate.
Oh, wow. Did you hear how long that took?
I know.
Okay, I'm going to tell you when I pull the paddle and when everything. I feel like we're doing something wrong here. Okay, so like second gear again. Pull the paddle. Wow!
But it doesn't feel as confidence inspiring on the road, does it?
Pull the paddle. Pull the paddle!
Exactly.
Oh, it did shift. It did.
Oh! Thought we was going in the wall.
It's scary, this car, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not.
Not in a good way.
It's not stable, mate. I mean, I literally thought it was going.
It does feel like we're kind of floating above the road.
Yeah.
That RS4 came alive on this little section of road. Where this thing, I'm like, oh my god, what's it doing?
But wait a minute. The RS4 has been transformed because of that suspension.
Fair. We have to note it's not factory suspension.
Yeah.
Like, here, pull paddle. I mean, it doesn't want to do it.
No. It's...
Are we sure we're doing that right? Oh no, look. We weren't in the manual setting. Okay. Let's try again. Pull paddle.
It's a little bit better.
Yeah.
But it's still like terrible.
One more time. Okay, it's a bit better.
Okay, fine. But even so.
Proof in the pudding that we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
It's definitely still slow. But I think, okay, so what we'll say there is whilst we're idiots and we don't know what we're doing when we're reviewing cars, the difference being in that Audi, I say everything was second nature. If I wanted a gear, I asked for it. Didn't matter what driving mode we're in, the car acknowledged, applied, like...
Yeah.
In this thing, unless you're, you know, you've got to really dial it into all the right places, otherwise they're like, no, you cannot have this. What are you thinking?
Yeah.
And that's annoying. You know, I want to be able to, if I want a gear, I want a gear.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have to be in manual. Oh, is there a tree? Look, there's a tree across the road. Wow, what an adventurous, exciting day we're having. So,
oh, all you
listeners, we're... On our way back to Gravelwood, we've come to a grinding halt behind a Toyota.
I'm asked for a lift back in that.
And the driver's gone out to remove a large branch
I mean, it's not a tree. I mean, a large branch was an overstatement. A large twig. A large twig.
And it was no more than a twig, mate.
We'll say thank you to him. He looks like someone goes, oh, bloody hell, bloody
twig. He's fuming,
yeah. He's fuming, bloody twig on the
cab road. Driver, Uber.
He does look like a... No, I think he's like a local taxi driver.
Taxi driver, I think like. You're right, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to give him some space. I've got a Tesla right up my bum.
Smoke him.
I'm going to smoke him and see if this manual gear select mode gives us any more joy. So, pull the paddle. Okay, so...
This is a bit
better. First, second, a bit better. I pulled for second and third, it didn't give it to me.
Yeah.
So it's still not good. And then I've just done third to fourth, still slow and cumbersome.
Yeah.
Okay, so we weren't completely wrong.
No.
But obviously, if you want more control, theoretically, you've got to go to manual. But look how far they were. Yeah, I'm sorry. Not the car for us, is it?
The thing is as well, mate, that even though we wasn't in manual mode, when you pull the paddle, it should theoretically still just work.
That's what I mean.
And it didn't work.
Okay, so here's how I think I'm going to break this down. This is a car, if it's a bit of a toy. It's a little bit of like, look, I basically want a sports car, but damn it, I got a German Shepherd. Or damn it, for work, I got to carry a lot of stuff around. The RS4 is a family car, which happens to be very fast.
This is not a family car that's just fast?
I think this would be an annoying family car in the same way that the F-Pace SVR is. I think this is too firm. I think it's too old and cheap and stuff internally. And I think, I don't think it's refined.
I would disagree, mate. I think they're both exactly the same, but the RS4's better. It's just as simple as that. They're both family cars, fast family cars, but the RS4 is just better than this. That's it.
You've probably summed it up better than I did.
Yeah.
We should probably change jobs.
Any good at sending cars?
No. I'm not very good at anything. Anyway, that brings an end to this week's episode and the latest instalment of Rate My Ride. Slightly different to last time's SF90 test drive. And back to back, you had two bargain performance cars. We are both picking the RS4. Let us know your thoughts below. Have you lived with one of these C63 estates? Can you win us round with your arguments? And basically, which one would you pick? They didn't offer an M3 Touring of this generation, so we don't have that to compare against. This van is literally trying to drive into me. What do I do here, Tony?
Go back.
It's not my car.
No.
Okay, hold on, I'll go back. Oh, I've got a car behind. I've got another car behind me.
He's got to go back then.
Because I can't get in there, can I?
Well, you can.
I can?
Yeah, you can, mate. I just can. Go all the way to the... Go up there, you'll be all right. You're all right, mate. You're in.
Are we sure?
That's as far as you can go, mate.
Yeah, I'm not moving.
She just didn't want to go back.
No.
That's the problem.
Okay, we've survived it. Wow, well, that was a nerve-wracking way to end the episode, wasn't it? I was certainly thinking, what's my insurance?
There was actually more room than you thought there, though.
Was there?
Yeah, there was, mate. Okay. I think you was unnecessarily flapping there.
Well, it's not my car.
Exactly. You're right to be nice.
Anyway, we hope you've enjoyed this episode and this installment of Rate My Ride. We'll be back with you for another studio episode next week. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Selling a little? Or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.